The permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, on Wednesday addressed the 19th session of the Human Rights Council on the issue of minorities. His speech marked the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Persons Belonging to National or Ethnic, Religious and Linguistic Minorities. Archbishop Tomasi spoke to us about the importance of education in opening up the way to a more peaceful future.
We are marking the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Persons Belonging to National or Ethnic, Religious and Linguistic Minorities. This is the occasion for the international community to look with a critical eye at how these minorities are dealt with. And in fact, the Special Rapporteur of the Human Rights Council has been emphasizing the need to, for on the part of the international community, to protect and to respect these groups of people who are marked out in the society where they live by their specific religious tradition or languages or ethnic identities. People are becoming more aware of their own rights, even among minorities, but the violation of these rights has not ceased. In fact, we see that in some areas minorities are suffering. Middle East, North Africa, some states of India, and either the tendency is to marginalize this community, to suppress them, or even to eliminate them. And therefore, there is a more urgent necessity on the part of the international community to encourage states to protect these people. The foundation on which the protection for these categories or groups or people, the base from which to start, is their dignity and their equal worth as any other human being. And because of this approach that is emphasized even by the social doctrine of the church, it is interesting, and I thought it was worth mentioning, it's interesting if we could abolish the concept of majority and minority and focus instead on the persons and the value of each person and as a citizen of a state, a person that maintains his or her fundamental right to associate with other people of the same religion or of the same cultural group and the same ethnicity. If we can eliminate the need to identify or to select people on the basis of some qualities that they have, instead of respecting the common humanity that God gave us, then I think we are making a great step forward, and education should move in this direction to open up a new understanding of these communities and to foster dialogue and mutual acceptance, and in this way we can avoid many of the conflict that we see today.